Mr. November, written by Fox into Grace, read by S. Gale. Fandom, Yuri on Ice. Relationship, Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. Rating, teen and up audiences. Summary. It's that time of year where figure skaters end up on the calendar. Yuri gets picked to be Mr. November, yet somehow has a hard time getting the right shot. Yuri squinted as the bright lights lit up the studio, revealing the small space where he'd stuck in for the next hour. In one corner, a fake backdrop of an autumn scene hung and swung limply in the air. In another corner was a rack of clothing and a box of various props. But the thing that spiked his anxiety were the voices around him. Each and every one of them gave advice that he didn't want or need. Yet, they kept talking.
Mr. November! It's so fitting! Your birth month! You! It's perfect!
This was why he was here. The studio, the lights, the wardrobe, or lack of, that he dreaded to wear. He was never going to survive today.
Are you sure about that?
What's there to be sure about? You were picked, Minako reminded him. Don't tell me you're getting cold feet. You've gone too far to turn around.
I'm not getting cold feet. I'm just... I don't know about this. The previous ads I did were easier to deal with, he admitted. I don't think I have a face for a camera.
You don't have a face for a camera? Have you seen yourself in the mirror? Minako shook her head. You'll be fine, Yuri. They're not asking you to do a lot. Send a few pictures of yourself, fill out a form, the basic things. What's the worst that can happen? They don't use your photos? Relax and have fun.
How?
Be yourself. Come on, you know that. Now stop looking so tense and smile. People want to see a warm, friendly person in these pages.
Warm and friendly. That type of thing came easily to others like Victor and Chris. Naturally, the two of them were in the calendar and had no issues whatsoever during their shoots. Chris especially nailed his shoot, showing off every sexy angle he had. Beauty still remembered how mesmerized everyone in the room became when he flashed and posed before them. By the time the shoot ended, sweat drops weren't the only wet spots on the ground.
What if I can't be sexy? He wondered out loud. I mean, I'll try, but I can't promise anything.
You don't have to promise much. Just do what Chris does.
Really?
His mind went back to the wet spots.
I'm not so sure.
Well, not exactly that, but free your mind and show them what you've got. That bit was easy for her to say since she wasn't the one in front of the camera. Being a model was never on Yuri's mind, and he didn't see himself as model material to begin with. When news of this photoshoot came around, he remained apprehensive despite all the pushing towards it. After a little thinking and more persuasion from family and friends, he agreed to try it out. It couldn't hurt to take a few photos. The worst was they'd never use them and he'd be free. The application took a few seconds to finish, and so did the photos. All he had to do was sit back and wait for the rejection to come. Except there was a slight problem. They accepted him. Thus began days of mental torment and anxiety. He spent hours wondering if the committee made a mistake. Why him? Even now, staring at the bright lights and cameras, every inch of him ached to run away. The door behind swung open wide, and he could run. Any minute, he could escape. Yet, somehow, his feet stayed glued to the floor as everyone spoke around him.
Why can't I stop thinking about this?
It came easy to Victor, who didn't do sexy the same way Chris did. No, he was more of the strong but silent sexy type.
Everyone in the room stayed locked on him while he posed.
It won't take very long, I promise. We just need one shot and you can be on your way.
Everyone kept saying as they played around with his hair, did his makeup, and tried to put together a wardrobe. It wasn't just strangers pawing away at him. A couple of friends and acquaintances gave in their 2 cents.
Worst of all was Chris. The moment he learned of this opportunity, he jumped at the chance to turn Yuri into a star. Even now, at the studio, he gave his advice on how to do just about anything and everything.
Do you have any tricks up your sleeves?
He wanted to know.
Anything that no one else can do?
Well, I can tie a cherry stem into different knots with my tongue. Does that count?
That's perfect. You can show off that skill.
Show off the skill? In truth, he couldn't see how this would relate to being on a calendar. He only did it a few times, and it was usually because Victor liked to see it.
I'm not sure.
You'll be fine. I can't wait to see how the photos turn out.
As he figured, Chris wasn't the only one brimming over with excitement. Victor wanted to know every detail about this shoot. Every night, he curled up in bed to give Yuri more advice on how to handle this and ask questions on what he planned to do.
Do you know what month you'll be? Do you know what you're wearing? Are you allowed to have someone take photos with you?
Each time, Yuri had the same answer.
I don't know, Victor. I won't know anything until the day of the shoot.
Still, let's practice. You need to pose, right?
Yuri shook his head.
It's just one page. I doubt I need to practice for one page. I just pose and that's it.
You just pose?
Victor frowned.
Yuri, have you ever seen models in magazines?
Yes, plenty of them. Why?
You really think all they do is pose? No, you have to look like you're alive and having fun.
Well, I don't know about that. I've seen some of those models look miserable and bored.
Victor sighed.
You're thinking of high fashion magazines, Yuri. This is a calendar. Those models in the calendar have fun. They look alive. You need to pretend you're enjoying this too. I know you can do that. Remember when you showed me your arrows?
Victor ran his finger down Yuri's cheek and swooped down towards his chin.
And what did you do?
I told you Katsudon was my arrows, remember?
He winced at that.
No, what happened after that? Once you started doing the routine over and over again in competitions?
I became more confident with each one. I could do everything in my sleep. And I felt more comfortable showing my arrows to everyone.
Exactly. That's what you need to do here. Show your arrows on the calendar.
He understood what Victor meant, yet doing arrows before camera wasn't the same. When he skated, he ignored the flashes and cameras around him. Here, they'd be in his face, and he'd freeze up. How much movement was he allowed to make? That question left him with many sleepless nights leading up to the big day. He tossed around, trying to come up with a way to show arrows in a picture. If Victor heard or felt any movement, he said nothing about it. No one brought up the shoot until the day arrived. Yuri prepared to pose and smile before the cameras. What he never prepared for was Chris deciding what he needed to wear and do. He asked him to come along since Pitchett couldn't make it in time, and that turned out to be a big mistake. Already, Chris knew what Yuri was going to wear, what he'd do, and how to act. He even promised to give him lessons on how to stick out one's derrière without going too far.
I don't think I'll need that,
Yuri assured him.
It's just one photo, not many.
Oh, Yuri, you are talking like an amateur as expected,
Chris sighed.
This is a calendar of all the sexiest athletes out there.
You must drip of sex appeal and let it fall off the pages. No, 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 you must ooze it.
Yudi almost asked what he meant, but held off. When Chris talked of sex appeal, he got the message loud and clear.
I guess this is why you want me to do my cherry trick.
Naturally. How many people can do that with their tongue? They can do other things, but not that.
He forced himself to smile as crew members led him to get made up.
I'll think about it then. I'll see how I can incorporate that in my pictures.
The crew themselves were not a problem to deal with. Everyone gave him words of encouragement and advice as they worked on him. He began to relax as they reminded him how long it would take and not to let the lights or cameras get to him. They expected nothing grand, just one good shot.
One shot, he reminded himself. I think I can do that much. Hopefully I can get it out of the way quickly.
The confidence he gained soon evaporated once Chris led him to the set. When he saw the setup was nothing but fake leaves, he had no idea what to do. There wasn't even a stool for him to sit on and pose. It made sense that have autumn leaves, but outside of tossing them around, how could he look sexy here? This calendar was supposed to be safe for work. Sexy, but appropriate for all ages. It also didn't help when Chris decided to give him a quick massage to loosen him up.
You are so tense. Your shoulders are stiff like boards,
he criticized, circling his knuckles down Yudi's back.
If Victor saw this, he said nothing to stop it. Not that Yudi minded. The massage helped calm down his stiff muscles a bit.
You're supposed to look young and energetic, full of raw sex appeal and life. Right now, you look as lively as those leaves on the ground.
Sorry. I promise I'll come alive once this shit starts.
He shook out all of the nerves that were lodged inside. Still, doubt lingered in the air, and he didn't know if he was the right person for this.
Maybe someone else should do this.
Seriously, you were made to be on calendars. In fact, you get to be Mr. November.
He joked, pushing Yudi towards the front. He felt around for something else, maybe something hidden in the ground, yet felt nothing. It was as he feared. The only props to work with were fake autumn leaves scattered about.
You can do anything you want with those leaves. Just make it sexy.
Yudi stared at the pile.
Suddenly, this job sounded like a terrible idea.
Can't I just do the cherry trick from before? People will like that. They usually do.
It's a cute trick, but we need you to do more. Be sexy. Be alluring. Be the man everyone wants.
Chris suggested.
I know you have the sexual prowess in you. Show it off.
Sexual prowess?
Yudi winced as he glanced over at the pile of leaves.
So you want me to jump naked into the leaves and throw them around?
If that's what you feel like, go ahead. Do whatever you like. Just make love to that camera.
Yudi gingerly stepped into the fake leaves and sunk down.
Is this okay?
Do a little more with your pose. You can't just sit like a lump. Move around. Be sexy. Let me draw like a French girl.
I'm sorry?
Basically, do something in those leaves. Don't just sit.
Okay, okay.
Yuri picked up a leaf and hit his face behind it.
Does this work? Is it sensual enough?
I was thinking, maybe peer from behind that leaf, one eye peeking out, do you know what I mean?
Yudi stayed in that pile, playing around with the leaves. So far, nothing came together, and he felt like a twig stuck in mud.
Yudi?
He looked up to find Victor peering through the doorway.
Using the leaves to cover himself up, he rattled off everything that happened.
Victor! You missed everything. Although that might be a good thing. Everyone was around me, doing everything with my hair and my body, and then they made me go in this pile of leaves and...
Yuri!
He calmed down at the moment and looked at the mess he lay in.
Sorry. It was a long day, and I don't think I got a good shot.
I don't believe that. It's you.
What happened?
He noticed a few wet spots on the floor and slowly inched away. Was Chris?
Relax. That wasn't him. I think someone poured water there.
Oh. His tail inched away from it. Anyway, what happened?
Nothing. I don't feel inspired. He murmured. Everyone wants me to shine and show off, and I can't do that. I don't feel sexy. I don't even feel attractive. I think this was just a big mistake.
A mistake? Oh, Yuri, you are probably tired and nervous. There's no way they made a mistake in picking you.
Well, no one else seems to agree with you. I've no idea what to do with fake leaves.
He threw some up in the air as if they were confetti.
See?
That's because you threw them so limply.
Victor joined him in the pile and grabbed a handful in his arms.
You have to toss them in the air like that.
He demonstrated by throwing the entire handful upwards and letting them rain down over him.
Treat it like it's water.
Water?
Yes, you know. Instead of pouring rain, it's pouring leaves.
He showed it off again, dumping it on both of them. That loosened Yuri up inside, and he began to see what was going on.
Now you try.
Okay, here goes.
Yuri gathered up a bundle of leaves, took a deep breath, and threw them into the air. As they sprinkled down, his smile widened, and he started to laugh. Thick as they were, the leaves stickled.
I see what you mean.
Do it again. I'll do it with you this time.
As they prepared, the photographer caught all their moments on film. Yuri laughed as another pile of leaves fell on them, and Victor tugged on his arm.
Okay, let's use something else. Let's use...
He scanned the room and found the fake snow.
Oh, yay, snow!
Snow? I'm only doing one page, and that's for November.
It snows in November in some places.
Yeah, but...
Yuri never got to finish his sentence after Victor blew a handful of fake snow in his face.
He coughed and waved it all off.
You should give me a warning next time.
Where's the fun in that? We need real emotion here.
Victor noticed the camera and sprinkled more snow around. Yuri laughed as it rained down on him, and he tried to throw some back. Victor dodged them and sprinkled more snow in Yuri's direction.
You need better aim. That was a little pathetic.
Better aim, huh?
Yuri gathered up a giant pile of fake snow and tried his best to shape it into a ball.
Well, let's see if you can dodge this.
He threw it, and it fell apart into tiny fake snow particles. They both burst out laughing and falling down in the snow.
Okay, never mind. That was terrible.
Oh, I know what else we can do. Let's make snow angels.
He flopped down in the snow, spreading his arms and legs.
Join me, Yuri. It's like doing it in the snow, but not as cold.
Okay.
Yuri lowered himself into the fake snow and tried to make an angel. It was easier without real eyes and snow soaking up his back. Victor flicked some more snow in his face, causing him to cough and get dust in his eyes.
I can't see. What was that?
It's just snow, nothing else.
Oh, I know it can make this even better.
He threw more snow on Yuri, getting flicks of it stuck all over him.
Let's have a slumber party.
Now?
Yuri shook out the fake snow in his hair. All the tension pressing on his forehead and pushing down on his muscles slowly faded out.
His limbs felt loose, and his breathing came back to normal. Face flushed, he posed in front of Mound of the Snow.
How do I look now?
You ooze of arrows and more. You know what can make it better, though?
What?
A cherry! You can do that trick with your tongue! He clapped with excitement. It will add extra sex appeal to your pictures. Yuri cringed. The last thing he wanted was to pull off the trick.
That only happens once in a while. I have to be less nervous to do it, and I'm not sure I can do it in front of a camera. Where will you find a cherry anyway?
As if on cue, Chris arrived with a couple of cherries dangling in his hands.
I couldn't help but overhear what you're saying. I just also happened to walk by the snack table, and there is plenty of fruit at the snack table. And, of course, they have your favorite.
Terrific.
He picked up the cherry and plucked off the stem.
Well, let's see what I can do.
His first two tries resulted in absolute failure, and he expected the same for the third. As soon as the stem went in, he worked his magic and tied it. Holding out his tongue, everyone applauded and the camera flashed. Victor threw more fake leaves in the air along with some of the glittery snow. Confidence slowly mounting, Yuri kept posing with the stem. While he tried new things, everyone around him shouted out encouragement.
Beautiful, just beautiful! Like it! Go on and shake that big butt!
He ignored the last one and waited until the final flash bulb went off. The photographer flashed a thumbs up in Yuri's direction, signaling the end of the shoot.
I think we got what we wanted. Thank you.
We did?
Yuri eyed the stem in his hands.
But I didn't do much.
On the contrary, you did everything and then some. We got so many good shots that I'm not sure which we're going to use. It'll be a few minutes, but I should have the new photos ready to view soon. Just wait a little bit.
That's good news, Victor squeezed Yuri. I told you that you could do it. You just have to believe that you are that sexy katsudon that no one could refuse. Remember that?
How can I forget?
Yuri blushed.
What's funny is that I wasn't even thinking about that this time. I was trying to get a good shot and... Well, I guess it didn't work when I tried too hard. It changed when we started to have fun.
Then maybe that's the answer to all this. Start having fun. You don't look so tense anymore.
He grabbed his hand and pulled him from the scene.
Come, I want to see your new photos.
When they got to the photographer, he had the photos ready for them and Yuri struggled to believe it was him and them. He didn't look like himself. He looked younger, livelier, a confident person whom no one could refuse.
Mr. November?
No, he could fill up the entire calendar if he wanted to.
From the leaves to the fake snow and the cherry stem on top, he knew he made the right choice.
I think I could get used to doing this.
So, which one do you think we should use?
The photographer asked. Which one is your favorite? Yuri eyed Victor, who nodded in return. It was an important decision, but he knew the answer. He knew which one was the one where he dreamed of the most sex appeal.
All of them.
Forget about Mr. November. He could fill the whole calendar.
The end. Thanks for listening.